Tanadre, we're up to Chavzayin with Beis Reshlai. The Tanadre Shmuel said that whenever it says Beged in the Torah, it means Semur Pishni, and by Tumas Negoyim, and so too Afkol, everywhere else it says Beged, also means only Semur Pishni. He said that's not only, that's not Bedavka, because Tanadre Shmuel, according to the way that Abaya and Rava learn in the end, also hold that other begodim are metame bishrotzim, only by negoyim it's semro pishtim. But beged, that's said by shrotzim, we have a ribui, that's other materials also. So where it says afkol, everywhere else also, right, where it says beged, it means semro pishtim, doesn't mean everywhere, so it has to mean something specific. So, what's it called? Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omer Afkol La'asuye Tzitzis. That what he's referring to is that so too, just like by Negoyim, when it says Beged, it means Semru Pishtim. By Tzitzis also, where it says Al Kanfei Vigdehem, it means Semru Pishtim. So Mara said Tzitzis Behed Yuxiv. Tzitzis it says also Beferish. You don't need Tanit Vemishmo to tell me that. It says in the Torah Beferish by Tzitzis that it's only Semru Pishtim. Lo silba shatne semro pishtim uksiv gedilim tasalachot. Right? We have smuchim. That the Torah said that you shouldn't wear shatnes, which is semro pishtim, and still you should make tzitzis out of it. Mashma, that the tzitzis go on semro pishtim. Only on those two things, not on other kinds of material. Mor says, no. So kadaita chamene kadarava. There, by tzitzis itself, there's a machlokas. And I might think that you darshan the psukim like Rava, and tzitzis are chayiv in all materials. The Rava Ram. Rava brought a contradiction in psukim. Siv hakonoth min konoth. It says that you should put tzitzis on the corner of your garment, meaning the same kind of tzitzis fit the material of the garment. Uksiv semru pishtim yachiv. And there's mashm, whatever material the garment is, that's the kind of tzitzis you put on. If you have cotton garments, put on cotton tzitzis, and so on. Mashman's not only tzemer pishtim, but any kind of material that the garment is, that's the tzitzis should be. And yet it says also tzemer pishtim yakov. It says tzemer pishtim, and right after that the mitzvah tzitzis. So which is it? Is it only tzemer pishtim, or is it even, what's it called, other materials? Okay, so tzemer pishtim potrim ben b'minam shalom b'minam. Tzemer and pishtim pater all kinds of begadim. In other words, if you have wool or linen, you can use those as tzitzis for cotton or silk begadim, or use them for wool or linen. Shar minim, but other materials, even though they're also chayiv in tzitzis, the minam potrim, shalob minam enam potrim. There, the tzitzis have to be the same material as the begad. Cotton for cotton, silk for silk, and not the opposite. Solkadaitach, tidarav. I might think that the halacha is like Rava, that all begodim are chayiv and tzitzis. Comes along Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, Kamash Malon, Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, not like that. That only tzemer u'pishtim are chayiv and tzitzis, and other materials are not chayiv in HaTorah. Rashi, vasuye tzitzis, the lo mechayiv v'tzitzis are the big day tzemer u'pishtim. The only begodim that are chayiv in HaTorah of tzitzis are tzemer u'pishtim. Gedilim tasa lechol ha'elu. You should make a deal on these kinds of begodim, tzemru pishtim, but no other begodim. Sokadait chamena kederava, kolamer sokadait chamena lo darshinin honey smuchin linyan talis lenemer de latalis tzemru pishtim tasetzitzes. I might think that, like Rava learns, we don't learn this smuchim to tell me what the material the talis has to be. Ela leinyan tzitzes tradishe. Learn it legavi the tzitzes, not the begodim. Meaning gedilim tasalachom tzemru pishtim velomi shar minim kederos leirava. Make the tzitzis only out of tzemru pishtim, if it's not the same min as the beged, but tzemru pishtim can be even that not the same min, and other begodim that are not tzemru pishtim, you have to have the tzitzis be the same material. Siv hakonov min konov, the high konov kro yiseru, dok siv al kante vigdeyem. The word konov is extra, because it says already al kante vigdeyem. Why does it say al-knaf, right? V'nosnu al-tzitzis hakonof. Hakonof already said. So that hakonof is extra. So it comes to tell me, min konof. Min ha-talis ye ha-tzitzis. The same material that the talis is made of is the same material you should make the tzitzis. The hachi mashmet tzitzis shal konov tehe. Im shal neshi hu tzitzis shal neshi poterba. Right, and therefore, if the tzitzis are made out of silk, you should make the tzitzis. If the beggar is made out of silk, you should make the tzitzis out of silk. Uksiv semru pishtim gedilim tasalacha. And it also says semru pishtim, the smuchim between the isra of shatnez and the mitzvah of tzitzis. Mashma, that you can make the tzitzis out of semru pishtim. Right? So if it's only for a beggar of tzemer, you can make tzemer. And a beggar of pishtim, pishtim. I know that already from minakana. Whatever material, if you use the same material, is okay. So therefore, the Torah, the Rava learns that if the material is something other than semer el pishtim, you have to use the same material for the tzitzis. If the tzitzis are semer el pishtim, then you can use them for any beggar. But not that the beggar has to be semer el pishtim. So kadait aminik the Rava, the Omer da hakanof oslash minun the lo sidro smuchim the mifter shar bigodim. Devari mechayev miu betzitzis deminon kamash malon af kol the lo sidro shakanof achi elo urche de krohu ulash meinu the mitzvah tzitzis b'shnei minei tzeva shnei chutim shal cheles u'shnei chutim shal lovan dehainu min kanof the stamei lovan. Okay, Rashi here adds another thing. So we don't learn like Rava that kanof is not to tell me this halacha that all materials pater that same material. But semeru pishtim pater all materials, and the mele any deged is chayiv and tzitzis, any material. No, we don't learn that. We learn hakanof, min hakanof, to mean that the tzitzis have to be white, because the tzitzis are partly blue and partly white, and the ikr, though, what's it called, and the kanof is usually white, so we learn from there that min kanof, you need white tzitzis and you need blue tzitzis also. Okay. Okay, well, let's finish up till the Mishnah, and then we'll come back. Samara says, Omer Rav Acha b'rei de Rava le Rav Ashi, L'tana d'vei Rav Shmuel, Maishno le'inyin tuma, D'mar b'shar b'godim, D'chsiv o beget, Hachanami le'ma l'rabo shar b'godim, Me'asher t'chasebo. Right? Why does Tana d'vei Rav Shmuel hold that by, what's it called, that by tzitzis, only tzemer and pishtim is chayiv, whereas by negoyim, right, where he learns also that it's dafka tzemer and pishtim, but for the word obeged, we learn that other minim are chayiv, what's it called, also, if it's shloshal shloshal, right, by shrotzim. Why don't we say the same thing over here? There's a riboy to tell me that other begodim are also chayiv. What's the riboy? Asher techaseba. Asher techaseba. Gedilim tasa lecha. Al kanfos ksuscha asher techaseba. So extra words. So let's learn that what's it called? Gedilim tasa lecha is, we're going back on semeru pishtim. And asher techaseba comes to include other materials too. Morris says, no, hahu lasuye ksusuma huda asa. That comes to tell me that even a beggar that's worn by a blind person has to have tzitzis. Titania ureisim also, prat lechsus laila. So the Brisa says that since it says in the Torah, Re'isim also, you have to see the tzitzis, that comes to exclude a ksus laila. Ksus laila, the Rishonim have two different pshatim. Some Rishonim learn ksus laila means a beged, no matter what kind of beged, that you're wearing at night. And since night, without artificial light, you can't see the tzitzis, that beged that you wear at night is pater from tzitzis. Other Rishonim learn ksus laila means a ksus that's miyuchad for night. The type of beged is the type of beged that you would normally wear at night. Even if you wear it in the daytime, it's pater from tzitzis. Right? According to the first opinion, whatever beged you wear, whether it's a beged that's miyuchad for day or night, if you wear it at night, you're pater. If you wear it during the day, you're chayav. According to this, no matter what it is, day or night, it depends on the kind of beged. If it's a beged that's miyuchad for night, which is a time when you can't see the tzitzis, that beged is pater day and night. If it's a beged that's miyuchad liyom, right, then day or night, it's chayiv in tzitzis. So it doesn't have to do anything with the night itself. It has to do with the type of beged, if it's miyuchad for night or not. But in any case, whatever, the re'isim also comes to exclude ksus laila, either a beged at night or a beged of night. So ata omer prat l'ksus laila, o eino ela prat l'ksus suma, maybe not. Maybe it only excludes a beged of someone who can't see. Right, the beged of a suma who can never see. So a beged of a suma who can't see, that beggar is always potter. According to the opinion that ksus laila means something miyuchad laila, here it'll be the same thing. Something that's miyuchad to a suma. Something that's a suma is beggar, it's potter, even if somebody who's not blind wears it. According to the one who says that it comes to exclude ksus laila, means if a suma is wearing the beggar, he's potter, he can't see. But if somebody else wears his beggar, lachari, then you'll be chai. Shuomer asher techaseba harik susuma omer. No, the fact that it says asher techaseba comes to include also a ksusuma. If it only said a reisim also, I would exclude night and suma. Now that it says asher techaseba, it includes a suma, but still night is excluded. Omer ha mani mekayim reisim also, pralik suslaila. I said, why does it say reisim also? That's to exclude a beged of night. But a beged of a suma is chayim. Umara isa. The rabba suma lahotzik sus laila. We have one pasuk that is a miut, right, that excludes, and one pasuk that includes. So why exclude sus laila and include susuma? Do the opposite. Maybe susuma is potter and sus laila is chayim. One pasuk comes to take something away, and one pasuk comes to add something. So why is the thing that we're taking away laila and the thing we add suma? Why not the opposite? It says, Marba niksus suma sheyeshna bari etzel acherim, umotza niksus laila sheyna bari etzel acherim. No, it's more in the stabber that a ksus suma is chayim, because other people can see his sitzes. Right? Even though he can't see it, but it's seeable by other people. Now, sheyken ksus laila is miyuchet for a time when nobody can see the tzitzis. So it's more mistaber to be mamayit ksus laila than ksus suma. So if we have to be marred to something, and mamayit something, the miut is on ksus laila, and the ribuy is on ksus suma. The aim of the rabbi is shar begodim. Maybe taka asher techaseba comes to tell me shar begodim, not ksus laila, and not ksus suma. But it comes to tell me that all materials are chayiv and sitches. Right? Mara says no. Mistabra koi b'tsemru pishtim, mar b'tsemru pishtim. Koi b'tsemru pishtim, mar b'shar begodim. Since it's the ribuy asher techaseba is going back on semeru pishtim, it's mistaber that we're going to maintain the integrity of the semeru pishtim and just add something where the semeru pishtim is chayav, but not to totally obliterate the whole idea of semeru pishtim and add something that's not semeru pishtim altogether. So if you have to have a ribuy, the ribuy should be in the same kind of begging that we're talking about. Semeru pishtim, it applies at times that we think it wouldn't apply. But not that it applies even to not semeru pishtim, that's going too far when you could make the ribuy a lesser ribuy. And Tosus points out that it's more mistaber, right, that it's mismarba the beged, because the ikar of what's it called? Right, the ikar mitzvah is in the talis, and not in the person. Because if you don't have a beged of arba kasas, you don't have to put on tzitzis. The ikar mitzvah is in the talis, so the ikar miud and ribuy should be in the material of the talis, right? Not in the person who's wearing it. So therefore, it's more mistaber that we're marbe other kinds of what's it called people than marbe things that are change the whole meaning of the pasuk without the talis. Rashi. Maishno alibad Rav Nachman kaboyle the Omer afkol asuye tzitzis. According to Rav Nachman said that when Rav Tanit Rishmel said afkol, not only negoyim is semeru pishtim only, but other things also. The other things are tzitzis. Asher techasa ribuya dekrov. The fact that Torah said asher techasa that you cover yourself with is an extra pasuk. L'chsus laila k'sus hamiyuchad l'leilos de lo nechayim. Rashi learns k'sus laila means a k'sus that is specifically designated for nighttime wear. Not that's worn at night, right? Any ksus, but a ksus that's designated for nighttime wear. Sheyesh no b'riyetz lacherim, v'karinen bey ure'isem lacherim b'yom. V'lo osi asher techase u'mapik ure'isem. And therefore, since a summa, other people can see the tzitzis, that's not mistaber to be mamayit a summa. She'ein o b'riya, v'imar binen lo me asher techase ka'arte le re'isem. And if you're marbe, what's it called, ksus laila from asher techaseh ba, then you're totally obliterating the miyut of re'isim also. That doesn't apply to anything. So it's better to say it applies to ksus laila, but it doesn't apply to ksus suma that we have a special ribuy of asher techaseh. The aim of the rabbi shar begodim, below ksus suma, maybe no, maybe that extra pasuk comes to tell me that all kinds of begodim are chayiv in tzitzis. Koi b'tzemru pishtim, k'da omer d'samach tzemru pishtim l'gdilim. Since we have a smuchim, gedilim tasa lecha, right after lo silba shatnes, marbek susuma de tzemru pishtim. It's more mistaber that we maintain the idea that it's semru pishtim. It's just that that semru pishtim can apply to other cases, but not to totally obliterate the semru pishtim and say it applies to everything. We should, we're already talking about semru pishtim, now we should have a ribui that tells me even other begodim. It's not mistaken. If we have another ribui that still maintains the idea of semru pishtim, we remain that. Okay. Omer Abai, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, the Sumchis, Amru Dover Echad. Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Sumchis said the same thing. Rav Shimon ben Elazar had the Amara. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, we already have, that he says that by Negoyim, what's it called? What was Rav Shimon ben Elazar? Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, was that before here? Let's see. Kol ayotzim min ha'eitz, ein bo mishum sholosh ha'sholosh, u'mesachim bo chutz mipishtan. Right? That pishtan is the only thing that is metame b'sholosh ha'sholosh, and that it's not mekabel tuma, and therefore you can, use it for schach. Okay. And that because only tsemeru pishtim is metame, is metame. Okay, b'sholosh ha'sholosh at least. So the Gemara says, Sumcha said the same thing as Rav Shimon Elazar. Titania, Sumcha Somer, Sichecha, the Tavoy Psula, Mitnesha Metame, Binagoyim. Right, that if you used spun threads of what's it called of pishtun of flax as schach, it's possible because it's metame binagoyim. Keman ki haytame disnan siva orev metame binagoyim miyad divra meir siva orev. Like we said yesterday, siva orev does not mean where it's already woven. It's already woven, then it has the din of shalosh al shalosh. But Shiva Arev means the threads that are prepared to make Shiva Arev. They're Matan B'Negoy Miyad. As soon as you make the thread, it's already what's called Matan. That's what Rameyer says. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hashi Mishiyashle, the Ha'arev Miyad. The Shi had to go through other processes, right? And only when those processes were finished, if they boiled it or whatever, then it's what's it called? Then it's Roy Makabel Tuma. And the Arev, the threads that are set aside for the Arev by Pishtim, they were different. One was a thicker thread, one was a thinner thread when they made them. They used thicker threads for the Shi and thinner threads for the Arev. The Arev is immediately fit for the Arev. The Ha'onim Shal Pishtim Mishis Alamnu. And not only that, even Onim Shal Pishtim, which Rashi learns are not Tavui at all. They're not at all spun. They're just the plain fibers of the flax. They're makabel tuma as soon as you, bleach them. As soon as they're bleached, right, they're fit already to be shesiva oreg, even if they're not spun, and they're makabel tuma already. So again, shesiva oreg means that the fibers or the threads are already makabel tuma, even if you didn't make any oreg out of them. Special halach. Okay, Rashi. Sichecha betovui. No. Omru Dover Echo, the Dover HaMetame B'Negoyim Ein Mesachin. Something that's Metame B'Negoyim, you can't use a schach. Not only something that's Mekabel Tuma, Shrotzim, or other Tumas, but even something that's Metame B'Negoyim, you can't use a schach. V'yachagav de'enu Metame B'Tumas Maga. Even though these things, if you touch them, they're not Mekabel Tuma, but if they can get a nega on them, that makes them possible for schach. Hodamorin Chutz Mi Pishtam. V'lo Komer Chutz Mi Beged Pishtam. Mashma Afagav de'lav Beged. Rav Shimon Elazar said, except pishtun you can't use for schach. Mashma, even regular pishtun not made into a beged, you can't use for schach. Otherwise, you just said, chutz mi beged pishtun. Has to be a beged that's makabel tuma. Mashma, as long as it's makabel negoyim, even if it's not makabel tuma, other tumas. Right? Where it's not a beged. So it's not makabel other tumas. But it could be a neged, could come on it, right? That's also not good. Shalom nitve, Rashi says, not a beged, shalom nitve, it wasn't spun. To go onim, like fibers of flax. Onit vivalonerag, or it was spun and it wasn't, what's it called, made into a beged. Ein mesach, you can't use it as schach. Hoel of a tam benegoyim, since a nega could appear on this thing and it would be tame, the afagab, lo matam gishrotz, even though it's not matam gishrotz, it's not makabel tumah. It just becomes tame because of the nega. Sichecha betovui, hoel of a matam benegoyim, deceive obishi obaore. But who are nami la'onin? Mishias labna. Shiva arid means any threads that are fit to make shiva arid. And that means even the fibers of flax, as soon as they are bleached, right, are also fit to be made into shivori. Hayvinaka tovui, why does it say spun dafka? Lashmina the tovi matami miyad. As soon as it's spun, it's tame, its nega comes on it immediately. It's enough to spin it, you don't need to boil it. I think that's yashka. Kiman omra sumcha slohakarib meir, the omra matami miyad shenitfa. Loshan acher, kiman omra abaya lahai milsa, dahi chuch mi pishton, pishton dafka komar, afal gav de la beged, right? Pishton, even if it's not a beged, the alkorka chafilu only the mashma, even fibers, not dafka spun things. Alma only matam binagoyim. Ki hai tanak Rav Yehuda, mishiyashla, shu sholin oso min hayora, shu sholkin oso. They used to boil it. When they took it out of the boiling, finished boiling, then, and what's it called, then it would be a makabel tuma. But what's it called, but Rav Meir holds not like that. Mishiyaslavnu betanur, or they put it into an oven to bleach it. That was the finishing of the, of making these fibers. Okay, just the gabi tzitzis. There's a machlokas, the mechaber and the ramah. How we paskin like? We paskin like Rava. We paskin like Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, right? The mechaber paskins like Tanit Rabbi Shmuel that only tzemer and pishtim are chayim min haTorah in tzitzis. All other begodim except for or chayim min the rabbanan. The ramah holds that the halacha is like Rava, that all begodim are chayiv in tzitzis min haTorah. The only difference is that all begodim, you have to put the tzitzis either of wool or linen on them, right? Or their own type. And wool and linen pater all begodim. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah says that lemaisa, we pass them like the Ramah, right? That all begodim are chayiv in tzitzis min haTorah. However, since there are other shitas at hold that only tzemer pishtim, a yirei shamayim is machmer to wear his talis gadol made out of wool, or a talis cotton also out of wool. In order to be yotze, the shita is that you're only chayim min haTorah with wool. Right, linen we don't wear anyway, but wool. So you should have a wool talis gadol, says the Mishnah Berurah, and a wool talis cotton to be yotze the lechumra. Okay, what's the nafkamina? Whether they're chayim in haTorah, chayim in the Rabbanan, either way you have to put tzitzis. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down a few nafkaminas in the pre-Megadim. One is that it's better to, if you hold it's only chayim min haTorah, semeru pishtim, then it's better to be yotze the mitzvah min haTorah, not just min the Rabbanan, and to wear wool. Another difference is if there's a suffix, if it's chayim in tzitzis or not. If it's only the Rabbanan, then you're potter, suffix the Rabbanan. If it's min haTorah, you're chayim, it's suffix the Raisa. Another difference would be if your tzitzis got ripped off and you're wearing a beged that's the only beged you have and it's four corners and doesn't have tzitzis and you can't put new tzitzis on. So if it's only derabanan, then we have a din of kavod habrias is docha and isu derabanan b'shevi al kasa. You can leave the beged on without tzitzis. But if it's doraisa, it's not docha din doraisa. Therefore, you have to take off the tzitzis and be naked in public, not to wear a beged with arba kanfas without tzitzis if it's min haTorah. There's also a sheet that the Bach brings down that we don't hold that tzemer patters other minim. Tzemer only patters tzemer. And therefore you should wear tzitzis that are tzemer and put tzemer on it, because if you wear cotton, you have to put cotton tzitzis and not tzemer tzitzis. So you should dafka, in order to be yotze, that whole shaila, wear tzemer with tzemer. And therefore he holds like you shouldn't make a bracha unless you're wearing tzemer al tzemer. And lemaisa we don't paskin like that. We paskin that what's it called, tzemer is patters all minim. And if you wear a cotton beged, you can wear tzemer tzitzis also, and make a bracha on it. The Rambam and Rashi learn a different halacha too. Not only does the tzitzis have to be the same type of material as the beged, except if it's tzemer, but it has to be the same color too. Because if you have a beged that's white, the tzitzis have to be white. The beged's red, the tzitzis have to be red. Right? And that's one of the reasons why we don't make begodim of other colors aside white. And the fact that there's black stripes, the ikker is the white, not the black. The black is a zecher for tchelis. But people who make begodim of other colors is not really proper to do, because they're not choshish for the shita, that then the tzitzis would have to be a different color. It's one of the reasons also why if tchelis is not really tchelis, then there's something wrong with putting it on, because could be that the beged then has to be a different color, even though from here Rashi's mashma that since the ikr of the beged is white, and even though half the tzitzis or whatever are white, that's good enough. But if it's not tcheles, it could be that that halacha doesn't apply. What if it's not real tcheles?
If we don't have tcheles, are we not only do you write then? Are we not only the rabbanon in the first place?
No. Because each part of the tzitzis is a separate mitzvah. Each one's a mitzvah by itself. Okay, what else here? What's considered tzemer and pishtim, or tzemer? It's a tzemer because pishtim is not really relevant. If most of the beged is made of tzemer, then it's chayiv min haTorah, according to those opinions that only tzemer is chayiv. If most of the beged is made of cotton and has tzemer in it, it's only the rabbana. However, if all of the shasi or all of the orev is tzemer, even if it's most of it, but all of the other one is some other material, then it's only chayiv min haRabbana. Right? Because you can't make a beged just of shasi or orev, so it's not called a beged if it's just one of them is tzemer. On the other hand, if you have a beged that's completely tzemer, but it's not a shear, and you add on to that what's it called, a little bit that's cotton. Okay? So there, if you can see each one separately, it's not buckle. Something that you can see separately, it's not buckle. So therefore, what's it called? The ikr is semer, you're chayiv in tzitzis, even though there's cotton also there. On the other hand, if the opposite is true, if the ikr is what's it called? Just the opposite. If the ikr is cotton, right, and it's not what's it called? Yeah, it's not rove. It's not rove. The ikr is semer, but it's not rove. And then it's not what's it called? You don't say bittel, and the cotton is not bottle, and therefore, in other words, if you make a beged of rove semer and a miut of cotton, but it's all mixed together, then we say it's chayiv min haTorah. But if each one is separate, it's two pieces of material, then we don't say bittel in that situation. And it could be that what's it called, that if the shear of the talus is not enough, just with the tzemer, even though it's rove the beged, but it's not a shear, and the shear has to have the cotton to be bottled. Cotton's not bottled. You can see the cotton, you can see the tzemer, they're not bottled, it's only chayiv midrabbanan.